It's 11:30 p.m. Do you know where your children are? Well, maybe they're listening to a song by the heavy metal band Judas Priest, a song called Eat Me Alive. Or maybe they're watching a music video by Sheena Easton, singing her hit song, Sugar Walls. You can't fight passion when passion is hot. Temperature's rising inside my sugar wall. Or maybe they're playing Quiet Riot's Mental Health album. It sold more than 5 million copies and includes the song, Let's Get Crazy.
We think this subject matter is totally inappropriate, and that's why we're making a fuss.
One group of parents has heard more than enough. The Parents Music Resource Center wants a labeling system for albums and tapes, much like movies are rated today. Later this month, a Senate committee will hold hearings on the question, a tribute to the clout of the center, whose members include Susan Baker, wife of Treasury Secretary James Baker.
At least the movie industry has given us labels so we can know what we're in for when we go to a movie. We have some idea. With music, you have none.
It's music like Prince's song, Darling Nikki, that Susan Baker has in mind.
I met a girl named Nikki. Guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine.
I'm not saying that I admire most of these lyrics.
Journalist Nat Hentoff, a passionate civil libertarian.
Many of them are not songs at all. They're just words thrown against the wall. And some of them are kind of disgusting.
Jeff Ling, a minister who works with the Parents Resource Center, listens to and plays rock and roll, but he's concerned about albums like Be My Slave.
Inside, there's lyrics like, come on, slap my face, the way you gag me, the way you give me pain.
Some women like violent sex, and I think that they have a right to hear about it.
Frank Zappa is one of the few rock artists to come out openly against the labeling effort.
I mean, if it looks like censorship and it smells like censorship, it is censorship, no matter whose wife is talking about it. It's censorship.